Sex.
Old friends, new friends, Beethoven with a fresh twist from Gil Shaham, A Prayer for Ukraine, and Prokofiev's Fifth with Dima Slobodinyuk in his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. This program is underwritten by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. The musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony also enthusiastically support Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Maybe it always feels like we live in unusual times, but this concert began with A Prayer for Peace from Ukrainian composer Valentin Silvestrov. Conductor Dima Slobodinyuk was born in Moscow in 1975. At age 17, he attended the Central Conservatory in Finland with additional study at the Sibelius Academy. He has many Russian friends. Like musical people everywhere, he is heartbroken at the conflict in Ukraine. Here he is on stage now to introduce the first music you will hear.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia has now been going on for roughly 1 year, and a lot has been said and done about it, but obviously not enough, because the war is going on. In our age of technology and connectivity, which is all fantastic, but it has become very easy to manipulate people. And this is what's happening very strongly these days. Well, Mr. Putin tells us things which have nothing to do with reality, and millions of people believe that. And at the same time, thousands die without any reason. And that's unfair. It's also criminal. And I hope that this day will come soon enough when those responsible will be brought to justice. We musicians, we are in a way lucky. We are dealing with something which is, it does not need verbal explanation. Music goes directly to the heart of the listener. And I somehow blindly believe that music and art in general gives us the possibility to become better human beings. So today, we'll start the concert with a piece by Valentin Silvestrov, Ukrainian composer. This piece is composed already in 2014. It's called Prayer for the Ukraine. And this will be a prayer for those who have been killed, but also for survival of those who are alive. Thank you.
The Prayer for Ukraine by Valentin Silvestrov. The prayer was written by Silvestrov in 2014 as a response to the turbulent and challenging times that Ukraine was facing that year. Silvestrov, known for his minimalist and meditative style, sought to put together the emotional turmoil and hope for his country. The prayer is a musical reflection of Ukraine's historic struggles and aspirations for a brighter future. Silvestrov now lives in exile in Berlin, Germany. Music brings us hope. From this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, Gil Shaham is ever filled with sunshine, his stage presence, and his musical ideas. Gil Shaham brings the joyful Beethoven Violin Concerto next. Gil Shaham has new ideas for Beethoven's Violin Concerto in this program.
I don't know if they're so different, but, you know, in my mind, I always think of that very first performance for which the piece was written. You know, Beethoven famously said, you know, I write a piece for a concert and then I never go back to it. I never look at it again. Although in the case of the Violin Concerto, he did revise it and made a piano version of it, you know. This Violin Concerto was premiered with Franz Clement, the virtuoso violinist. And the story was that Beethoven wrote it very quickly. And the legend is that the ink was still drying on the pages of the musicians the morning of the concert. And Franz Clement was virtually sight-reading the Beethoven Concerto, if you can imagine, at its premiere. He played the first movement, he played his own cadenza. They finished the first movement. There was apparently a very successful ovation from the audience. And then Franz Clement turned to the audience and started doing his own improvisation, something about turning the violin upside down. We know this from the reviews, the reports at the time. He turned the violin upside down and improvised everything up just on one string or some crazy thing like this. And then they went back to play the second and third movement. So we won't be doing that, but we're hoping to maybe be in that spirit. You know, ultimately, I guess my thought about the piece is that it tells an incredible story, and in very Beethovenian fashion, it has a conflict. You know, it's a battle between D minor and D major, you know? And like in the Fifth Symphony, it moves from the minor mode eventually to the major mode, and it's really from darkness into light, and that's what's so uplifting in that piece. And in the Beethoven Violin Concerto, maybe what happens is that this very military D minor stormy melody maybe this melody transforms in the second movement to become something in a major mode. Actually, it's in G major, but just for the sake of keeping it the same. You know, and again you hear this with a set of variations. Every variation ends. And you find yourself wondering in that slow movement, which is really maybe the heart, you know, of the piece. You know, even. You know, you wonder, where are we going? And finally the answer comes in D major, you know, maybe the most joyous of all the keys for Beethoven, the key of the Ode to Joy, and it comes in. And we have the uplifting rondo at the end.
Gil Shaham has performed with the Pittsburgh Symphony on dozens of programs, collaborating with Maris Janssens, David Robertson, Manfred Honeck, and Andre Previn. He went on tour with the orchestra. It was a BBC Proms televised concert at the Royal Albert Hall that was a highlight of one trip. He's played chamber music with orchestra members, including French horn William Caballero, and he's welcomed warmly to the stage now at Heinz Hall. Gil Shaham plays the Beethoven Violin Concerto with guest conductor Dima Slobodinyuk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Ludwig van Beethoven, his violin concerto with Gil Shaham as soloist. The conductor was Dimas Slobodinuk in his Heinz Hall debut. Beethoven wrote the music in 1806. He dedicated it to his friend and colleague, the violinist and composer Ludwig August Lebrun. The concerto was first performed on December 23rd, just a couple days before Christmas. The renowned violinist Franz Clement played it first. Clement was also a composer and conductor. Beethoven himself conducted the orchestra for the premiere. It's worth noting that the concerto's first performance was not as successful as it might have been, because in part it was considered very challenging. Earlier, Gil Shaham mentioned how Franz Clement, to showcase his virtuosity, played a bit of the concerto upside down. It's important to clarify that the upside-down playing was short. It was a dramatic gesture within the overall concerto, and he intended it to be showy and surprising. Beethoven was said to be not very pleased with the display, and he criticized Clement's interpretation. Looking back with the experience of history, we know the work of guitarist Jimi Hendrix, who took that theatricality a little further, playing with the instrument behind his back, upside down, and with his teeth, and then setting it on fire with lighter fluid at the close. Hendrix, by the way, said he liked to listen to classical music, listening to Bach as well as the blues. Heinz Hall music lovers will not let Gil Shaham leave the stage until he plays some more music.
In April of 2020, just when the pandemic lockdowns were happening, I was very happy and honored to receive an email from composer Scott Wheeler. And Scott wrote to me, he said, "Gil, I'm thinking about all my musician friends and how they are alone in their practice rooms, making music, enjoying their music, but at the same time longing to play with others and to play for others and missing their concerts and concertos." And the email had an attachment, and the attachment was a brand new piece called The Isolation Rag for solo violin. I really dig it. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
The Isolation Rag by Scott Wheeler, proving once again that composers know how to make the best out of a tough situation. It was written during the pandemic. Composer Scott Wheeler's operas have been commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera. They've been performed by the Guggenheim Foundation and the Washington National Opera. Renee Fleming has sung music by Scott Wheeler. Kent Nagano has conducted his scores. Scott Wheeler is the Senior Distinguished Artist in Residence at Emerson College in Boston, where he teaches musical theater and songwriting. Conductor Dima Slobodinyuk makes his Heinz Hall debut with this program. He leads the Sergei Prokofiev Symphony No. 5 in just a moment. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Associate Conductors Jacob Joyce and Moon Doe help with the music preparation in these broadcasts. Malia Taranjo is the President and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Our thanks to the Spanos Group of Raymond James, who helped to make this program possible, joining you in support of the station. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. The musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony support Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, which is distributed on PRX.